Blog Talk Radio. Today's date is September 4th, and I am your host, psychic medium and Reiki master teacher, Rose Fulhurst, along with my beautiful fellow host, Vivian Aubin, who is a spiritual healer and medium, along with the wonderful Fiona Mittlar, who is also a psychic medium, Akashic record reader, and numerologist. I am truly blessed to have these ladies on the show with me as co-hosts. But before we welcome these beautiful ladies on to the show, I just want to let you know we will be taking your calls all show long today. We will be giving free mini readings and answering any questions that you might have. We'll talk about any topics that you would like. So if you'd like to join us on the show, you can do so by calling 714-816-4628 and pressing 1 on the keypad to let Vivian know you would like to talk to us. You can also join us in the chat at www.psychictalk.net/live. So let's get this party with spirit started, and let's welcome the beautiful Vivian Aubin. Vivian, are you there?
Hi. Hi, Rose. Hi, everyone. And thank you, Rose. It's truly an honor to be with you and be able to connect with everyone out there. You know, summer is always a time that I don't want it to end. But then when we start into September, it's like, oh, my goodness, the leaves are falling. We can shed away what we don't need, and then we can rebuild to the winter, rebuild our strength, and we can come back anew. It's a beautiful time as well, beautiful colors and everything.
Yes, it is. I love fall. It's one of my favorite times of the year. Summer was long and hot, and I'm just glad to be back. I missed you ladies and missed our listeners. So I'm really excited about this show, because we get to talk and visit again and do readings, and I love that, right? We get to connect with spirit. So, Vivian, let's welcome Fiona Mittlar on, okay? Fiona, are you there?
I think Fiona's having a bit of technical difficulties, which is interesting to start our show off, but that just means that she'll come back in strong and with a vengeance, so she'll be able to fill us in what's been happening with her. So,
right.
So as soon as she comes,
right?
Yeah, as soon as it comes through, I'll let you know when she comes on. But she's still having a little bit of technical difficulties, so we will start the show and she'll join us.
Yeah, Fiona normally does the member of the day, but we'll still have to do that when she comes on. So today's show is just all about, you know, whatever anybody wants to talk about, any questions that you might have, or if you would like to call in for a mini reading, you know. I did want to talk about our summer and our hiatus that we were on. I know that, like I said, mine was great. I worked the whole time, though. So it wasn't really a hiatus for me. I've been working with, doing classes and mediumship and in two different places, which is a lot of fun. You know, I love teaching. And I also been, you know, doing my regular parties and readings and events, which is always fun. But it's like the summer really flew by for me. And but it has been great. How about you, Vivian?
Well, Rose, I have to say that I'm glad to hear that you're teaching the mediumship more and more, because you just have a real knack for connecting with people and understanding what they need to on their journey. So if you guys can connect with Rose, she's an awesome teacher. And that's just another really awesome teacher out there, because it's very important to be able to share your knowledge and skill. Because to me, there's so much, to me, everyone is a medium, and to be able to open yourself up in that way, it not only touches us on earth, but again, the beautiful that it touches spirit world and all your loved ones there. And to me, it brings that veil so very thin that they're standing right beside you. So thank you for that, Rose, for opening up that you're teaching more and more, because I think this world needs it, and the spirit world. So we all need it. So
I think we all, you know, just like you said, I agree with you. I think we're all actually psychic mediums, and we can, you know, you just have to know how to connect with it. And I think we're all blessed with that beautiful gift, you know, and it's great to unfold, right? It's great to share that knowledge with everybody, and we learn from each other. Even if you might, you know, be a teacher or whatever, you know, I learn from my students, and I think that's wonderful. I try to tell them that we're all the same, and that we can share that wisdom back and forth. You know, we're going to start the circles. We haven't started the circles yet. We actually, this was the beginner's class that I taught last week. And so this week, because of the holiday, we didn't get to do our circle, but we will be starting next Monday with the circles. And I'm excited for them, because I know how much you can learn in a circle, right? So it's going to be a lot of fun. And I tell them, you know, we're all at the same level. Let's just, you know, because when you join a circle, what happens is if you're a beginner and you're around other people that aren't, your energy raises to theirs. And so when you start getting all this knowledge and you start getting all this wisdom and you start, you know, reading, and it's exciting and it's fun. And I just love doing it. I just love doing it. I think it's all, we're all meant to be, you know, learners and teachers. So.
Well, yes. Did you know in workshops, like I say, Rose, you learn not only from the instructor, but you learn from the students. And, you know, that's why one of the reasons I love this show, because everyone that calls in, whether it's a psychic reading or mediumship reading, it allows us to grow, and allows this person to grow as well. So it's just like you're touching a different aspect in everyone. And in that aspect, there's so much knowledge and information. And then, like I always say, to me, the greatest spirit, teacher is spirit itself. So that's why it's so awesome to be able to share that knowledge, so that you can connect with spirit yourself, which I think is the ultimate as well.
Exactly. Unfold the beauty within, right? So, So, you know, some of the things that I actually did this summer, I mean, besides that is, you know, I signed up for a couple of courses myself, so I could be in person and actually go and, Paul, I'm going to go actually in October, or not October, I keep thinking October, I don't know why. In March, I'm actually going to see Paul Jacobs, and I'm really excited about that, because he thinks and teaches like I do, and it's great when you can totally relate to that, you know, that teacher. You can totally understand. And that, I'm excited about that, because I get to learn with some great other teachers too, like, you know, Lillian, and also Lou, and get to spend time with my fellow mediums, and that's always fun.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's always an adventure. The energy is always really, really up there, and it's just a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to that. And you and I, and also Fiona, have actually been taking, I keep wanting to say Paul Jacobs, Andy Bing is actually Paul Jacobs' mint. It's the other way around, right? Paul Jacobs is Andy Bing's mentor. So we actually been, we all kind of, you know, Andy's so giving, and he's so loving, he's such a sweet person, and he just, you know, he came out and he's doing these free, actually, you know, classes online. So we've been kind of, three of us actually been kind of, you know, taking that. So, and he's interesting. He's really interesting. And I've been getting a lot out of that, and I love it. So, I'm really looking forward to the next year. I'm looking forward to all the great learning we're going to be, all the great things we're going to be learning. I'm also, you know, Vivian, looking forward to the shows we have coming up. Man, we got some great shows coming up, don't we?
Yes, for sure.
We really sat last night and we brainstormed and we wrote, I think, 3 months worth of shows down. And so we're going to have some great shows coming up. We're going to have some great guests on. I'm really looking forward to that, you know, and doing those shows because, I mean, every time we sit and we brainstorm and we talk about what we want to talk, you know, what we would like to do on the show, we learn ourselves because we're sitting there conversing and giving mini lessons to each other.
And you know, Rose, when you're saying you know, when you're saying that, it'd be great for your listeners out there. If there's a topic or something you want us to talk about, just connect with us on Facebook or either way you can do it, because it's we're here for wanting to be able to also share what you want to hear about, which is really important to all three of us.
Yes, that's the whole point of what we do, is so that we can share that and teach that. And suggestions are wonderful, you know. And so if anybody out there listening has any suggestions, things that you would like to know about, you know, just, you know, write us and let us know. You know, you can put that in the chat room or you can, you know, email any of us and let us know. You know, that would be great. Because, you know, we usually have a lot to talk about, the three of us. We don't have a problem talking. But we, you know, also it's great to get those suggestions just in case, you know, because sometimes your mind goes blank, you know. But so that would be great. So Vivian, do we have any callers?
Yes, we have lots on the line. What maybe I'm being drawn to, there's actually there's a chat room, and actually you can all go to, there's also www.psychictalk.net. There's actually a live chat there that you actually can ask questions. So, and if you can't call in, you can ask questions there as well. In the chat room right now, there is a question, and I'm going to read that question so we can.
Okay, great.
So this is from, Gabby. We're going to go to lines. This is from Gabby. We're going to be moving into another rental, but they are sure taking their time getting it ready as the owner is renovating her own home too. Any idea when it will be ready so we can move in? Please and thank you.
You know, I'll give you what I actually am getting. This is the thing, and I want to tell our listeners this, because when we get questions about time period, really there's no time on the other side. So as far as what time and when something's going to happen, it's more of when you manifest it or how quickly you believe that you're going to get it and feel that you're going to get it, right? And it's based on the desire that you have. So if you know, the quicker you manifest it, the quicker it will come to you. So I really don't like to give dates and times because of that. But I know you have a feeling as to when that's going to happen in your gut right now. And so I would go by that feeling. Okay, I feel like it's going to happen soon, or I feel like it's going to take a little bit. You know what I mean? Because it is all based on the way you think. And I'm being totally honest with you. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's what I was getting, Fiona. Do you have Fiona? Sorry, Vivian. She's in my mind.
It's okay.
She's on my mind. So do you have anything for the caller there that you can tell her?
Well, you know, it something is popping into my mind. How, you know, when you say to watch water boil, it seems like it takes forever. And a lot of what you said, Rose, is to manifest that. So literally, I would take a piece of paper and I would write the location of the home. I would draw out the home. I would draw it up how you want it in that home. So I know they're renovating and their own home too, but draw it up how you would like it. And I actually would send the energy to that home. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a healer or not. You just send the energy thinking, okay, I want this to be like this. I want this for a certain time. And what's that going to allow for you actually when you do that? It's actually going to put an intention. But also the big thing about an intention too is you have to let it go. And I know that's easier said than done, especially when you're waiting for your home as well, but that is the best way to do it, because if I, you know, I can tell you I have a feeling of October, right? But the minute I say that, it's like a potential, you know, can happen. But the minute I say, the energy changes. So then, you know, then people ask, like, and I say that to a point, when you do a psychic reading, then why bother getting a psychic reading? Because first of all, you learn something about yourself. You learn how to manifest that yourself. You learn, you can look, you can be shown back the past and how you can change your future, make it a better future for what you want. So sometimes, like right now, I'm talking, I feel like a politician because I'm, it feels like I'm going around the question, but actually it isn't. I'd rather empower you to be able to make your own things manifest, like Rose was saying. But even if I have to say something, it's turning in my gut that it's October. But again, like Rose was saying too, is also, it's the idea that the energy is there. So if you want it to be October, but I can definitely tell you, I don't feel it's the beginning of October, more to the end. So is that, you know, it's going to be a process. So move that energy towards it. Move that energy. Put it down on paper. Put, you know, and they're showing me put flowers around it for some reason. Put some flowers around it and then put it away. Don't even think of it more. Start, you know, just think of what you can do right now and keep yourself as busy as possible and then it'll come sooner. Okay?
So I then agree.
Yeah, yeah. And it's because it's all energy, and as soon as you're it, it does change. But then why do it is because you get your potential that you future that you can make it, you can have it, as well, many other potential futures that can come into play. But then you it's almost like my guides are showing, grab the bull by the horns. You've got it. Let's see if she says thanks. Okay, October could work. October could work as I just paid rent again for this month where I live now. Thanks, ladies. Oh, that's beautiful, Gabby. Keep listening. And
yep,
you know,
there you go.
When you're all listening, listeners out there, when you're all listening to anybody asking your questions, realize that anything that resonates with you, take it as well, because there's never a coincidence that you're on the show and this person's asking this question. Sometimes it's a question we never even think of asking. So it's always great that that you listen to the whole show, because there'll be more. So Gabby, Gabby says, I'm going to start singing. Let it go, let it go. I wish I could put Gabby on the air so she could sing it for us.
I sing that all the time to people. That's so funny.
That's funny. I have to. I don't know the song, but I like to hear the song. So that's why it'll be good.
Yeah,
so now that Yeah, and so interesting, we let it go about Fiona getting on the line, and here she is. So where she's
hey,
with us now, Fiona.
Fiona. So Fiona Millar. Hello, Fiona. Is she there?
Her line's open. Oh, I see it's not the timing. So again, we'll let it go, and Fiona will join us when she can. So we're going to let it go again.
That's okay. That's okay.
Okay,
so she'll get to the number of the day when she can.
Yes, right. So we'll go to our next caller, Rose, on the air this time. Okay.
Yes.
So it's area code 863.
Hi.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name is Julia, and I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
How can we help you?
What can we do for you?
Well, it's interesting you were just answering a moving question, because that's why I'm calling, because I'm hoping to make a move myself. Like the other caller, I'm hoping for probably the October time frame as well. So if there are any insights, because this is a complete starting over point for me.
I knew
I'm thinking,
it was. Yep.
Yeah. So it's a big
it's all
leap
new.
Of faith.
It's all new, isn't it? Everything's new. It's a complete newness. That's exactly what I was getting when you were saying that. I was going to say that, but you said it before I could. A new beginning. So, you know, I see a quickness with this, and that's funny, because I like I said, I have to go with what I'm actually feeling, because spirit world really doesn't have a time period, but I do feel like it's going to happen really quick. I'm seeing one thing happen after another, after another, after another. I don't want to give you an exact time. If I had to give you a time, I'd say really, really quick, within the next month.
Okay. Well, my thought is to use September to go. I'm thinking of Wilmington, North Carolina, so I'm thinking of driving there and looking around, checking out some apartment rentals, and you know, just kind of check out the area. So, I mean, if something is there and available and feels right, you know, so.
I feel like it's going to, all right, what I was actually picking up is that I see, you've heard the term snowballing, right? So I was seeing a snowball after a snowball after a snowball, right? In other words, it's all going to happen so quick, and it's just going to be one thing after the other that it's going to kind of take your breath away. So, I mean, I can't give you an exact date because, just like I said, the spirit world is all on how fast you can manifest things. And I think you're really good at doing that. So I really believe that that's how it's going to happen. I do know that, you're very clairvoyant yourself, aren't you? So you think, see things happen, don't you?
You know, I'm always second-guessing myself and doubting. It's like I guess my lifetime is about learning to trust, so I'm, you know, trusting
patience,
what I'm
yeah.
giving and not like, you know how they say you think yourself into it, then you think yourself back out. So
that's,
I get too much
the,
into
you know,
my
that's
head.
Kind of like the, that's exactly right, because that's kind of like the caller that called in before you. You know, it is about the manifestation, but you're pretty quick on that. And I'm going to say that it's going to happen really quick because you can see it coming already. You're very much a visionary. And you know, trust your gift. Trust your gift. Right? Trust that clairvoyance. Because I know you see. Right? So you already have this. You've already made up your mind of how you want things to go, so the universe is just going to kind of follow in. So I wish you luck, and I hope that helped you. Vivian, did you have anything?
Well, it's funny, when you started talking, I had tremendous pressure in my throat and in my chest. Are you feeling this? Are you feeling an issue with your throat at all or in your chest?
You know, I've had third issues recently. I actually have been to the doctor for them. And so, yeah, I'm learning to speak up, because I've been one of those that try to be the peacemaker. So you just keep quiet. So, yeah, I'm finding that as I've gone through some major life changes, that I'm learning to speak up more instead of just always, don't say anything, just let it go. So I'm learning. You can't teach an old girl new tricks. So, the third issue, yeah.
You know, with the throat issue, what they're literally showing me is, our hand itself, but our energies extend beyond our fingertips of our fingers. So they're actually showing me to go into your throat, and there's literally gobs of stuff that is sitting there, and the guides are showing me to use a radiant green light radiating from your hands, and just go in there and grab that stuff and just throw it away. And if you can use a candle beside you, that's really good, because you don't want to go into the air around you, and just throw it away. And you're going to see a tremendous difference if you keep doing that, because also they're showing me that it's also I do feel there's also a medical issue with this as well. But also, even in my throat, I'm having trouble talking a little bit because I can sense it on you. And this, but you're also going to dig stuff up that it needs to be cleared from a long time ago, is what they're showing me. So I know that wasn't one of your questions, but that's exactly what I picked up on you. And when the guide showed me something, I had to share that with you. Is that okay? I hope that was okay.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, I appreciate any insights. Do you ladies feel that this big change, this move, is everything's going to kind of work out for me, because it is such a all new, you know, it's like clean slate. There's a little can I do this?
I think so, as long as you trust it, because I really feel like that, you know, like I said, that things are going to happen quick for you, but change is good, honey. Change is good. You need that change. You need that change to heal. And Fiona just, she's on my mind. Vivian just pointed that out, you know, your heart and your throat chakra, you know, her feeling pressure in those areas. I mean, that makes perfect sense. If you're not speaking out, this is probably that a relationship that you just got out of, isn't it?
Yes.
Like a divorce or something like that. So
yep.
that makes perfect sense that those two areas would be clogged. And also, you know, when you change and you let go, you know, you allow the universe, you allow that space, you allow that to come to you. See, that's saying you trust and you're moving forward. So just keep trusting and moving forward, and you'll find that things are going to fall into place, you know, and you learn that you need to speak your mind. Now you need to let that problem go within your heart. You know what I'm saying? So just keep moving forward. You'll be fine. You'll
Beautiful.
Be fine.
Thank
and
you
feel like
much.
It's going to be really good for you.
And yes. clear that. And you know, like I said earlier, this information is for all out there. You need to clear that, because it's such from the heart to the throat. It's so important, because like you just said, you know, to speak your mind, be able to step forward. And I have a deep feeling as well, because they're showing me you doing that physically on yourself and energetically will open your doors to many things that you didn't imagine that could be possible.
I agree.
Wonderful.
And good luck
thank
to you, honey. We'll send a goodbye.
Thank you.
We'll send a goodbye.
You're so
thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome.
For listening
have
to
a great
show.
Day, lady. Okay,
thank
well,
you.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see if we can hear Fiona. Fiona, are you there?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Oh, wow.
Yay.
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, my Lord. I have no idea. I have never, ever had any problems getting into anywhere. And I'm going, today was the biggest kerfuffle, but oh, well, let's go on.
Persistence
yeah,
is the key.
Let's do this. We have you now, so that's great. I couldn't get you off my mind. I was like, okay. Fiona. So, Fiona,
oh my
you want to give us the number of the day before we lose you?
Okay, and I just, because I have all my stuff all over the place. So I'm just going to come out and say those. So today, September 4th, 2018, when you individually add it up, it comes out to number 19/101. And this is called the Prince of Heaven number. It's a really, really fortunate number. It symbolizes the sun. But the 19 represents, it's really a vibration of payback and proper usage of power. Because the number one is about new beginnings, and the number one is also about self. The nine is about endings, but it's also about many. So it's really about self being tested in the with power. So again, it's about making those right choices. And again, the spiritual lesson is when self, number one, mixes with the all, which is number nine, it all becomes one, because there's that 10. So 1 plus 9 equals 10. 1 plus 0 equals 1. So it brings us all back to the 1, to, you know, and the number 10 is actually about self, and the 0 represents the divine energy. So it's really, the number 10 is, you know, in the tarot card is the Wheel of Fortune number. So if you have any negative thoughts, they will be created. You really have to flip. So if you start to think of a negative thought, you need to flip it to a positive, because the number 10, there is no flexibility. It's either one or the other. And once you can, you know, then break that 10 down to the one, it is, it's about all, it's about, it's almost like that oneness that we're all trying to connect to and really understand how we personally fit into that. And that's what a lot of people I feel are going through. The number 19 also represents, when they have it in their charts, because I do the numerology, it reveals, though, usually in the charts, that people are seeking some sort of power or fame. So again, I personally look at the one and the nine, because the one is the beginning, the 9 is the ending. So who, the day, or if you have it in your chart, is one of your numbers, and especially if you were born on a 19th day, it's you really got a tug of war going on until you can find that centered peace. And once you can find that, and the 10 is going to help you create and manifest to find that centered peace, to become one with all. So again, it's an interesting way to look at it, and it's really about your own personal self. Like it's also called the vibration of initiation, because you'll really be pushed to stand on your own 2 feet. So that means there could be, you know, you can attract many changes in your life where you have to start from scratch again. So again, it's that ending and new beginning. So really, when you learn how to manage this number, and as a number for a day, watch what you always try to stay on that positive side and shine your bright sunlight out to others. So if you can just do that even for today, fabulous, because you will are connected with your soul at a different level. So
that's beautiful, Fiona.
Mm-hmm.
I love when you do the numbers. I love it. You get so much out of that. You know, it's absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know what's interesting, what you said, you know, and put you worried about speaking for the power and that, and what we did, and what the guys just gave us a second before you come on, is how to clear that throat and clear the heart, so you can be actually heard better and things can go smoother, and manifesting what you want. So we were talking about what now she's saying, the number of day is resonating with that. So actually, the guys are also giving you guys a way to help your body and your energy centers clear as well. So perfect, Fiona. Awesome. Always in the right time.
That went right along with the last 2 callers, right? It really did. That was amazing.
You know what? That's what usually happens. I'm always blown away. Then whatever the vibration of the day is, the number, that's usually what the calls are usually centered on. So there is no coincidence.
No, so, not at all. I'm seeing our
trees
again. I'm seeing our trees again. I have 3 messages on Facebook, and then I have 21 comments. So that's another 3. So down at the phone, or down at the time, and of course it's 12:33. Crazy.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's all 3s.
That number's perfect. So shall we go another caller?
Yes, let's do.
Sure.
Okay, so area code 614. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, what's your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Philson, and I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio.
Sorry, what's your first name again?
Philson.
Philson? Okay, beautiful name. Fiona?
Hello.
Hello, Fiona. So what can we do for you today?
I wanted to know if you see any romantic partners in my future.
Okay, Fiona, can we go to you first?
Am I live again?
Yes, you're live and kicking, so you're good.
I don't know. Everything's kind of going funny. Like, I'm on my phone now, so it's just weird. One of the things that I'm really picking up on about you is that once you become whole yourself, and it's bringing tears to my eyes, because I'm feeling what you're feeling, but once you are whole yourself, then you will attract somebody that is perfect for you, because your energetics will be shown coming from you. Right now, I feel like you're actually going to, you're looking for somebody to support you or to I'm just trying to think of the proper word to use because that's not the proper word. It's almost like, you know, when, you know, you're enabling one another, you're not being who you really, really are. And I think the more that you go in and really discover who you are, I believe then you open the door, the energetics are there for you to attract things. But here's what I'm going to tell you that also with readings and with asking these questions, I've had many people ask me, well, can you tell me who my partner is, who I will marry? And so if you come up with a name, then all of a sudden you don't bother living. You just keep waiting till this person appears in front of you. But you have to understand that you need to, you know, go out with Tom, Dick, and Harry before Joe Blow will appear. So you have to still keep learning. Because through these other relationships, you actually learn and develop about yourself if you allow yourself to do it and not play the victim role. So many people play that victim role because no matter what, you have to accept responsibility. You were part of what happened. You allow to whatever happened, happens. So again, it's really a new way of looking at yourself. And that's, I'm not sure if that resonates with you, but it's really a time with the astrology right now and the energy that we're here to let to release the old stuff that's not working for us so we can bring in the new stuff. And so lots of people are going through this. So I think if you let reveal who you truly are at soul level, I think then you will attract that perfect someone. So until you make the shifts won't change and be out and around you. It's like you got to put your light bulb on. That yes, this is who I am and this is what I'm about. So that's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, Rose?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I was actually picking up the team. You know, had been through a really bad relationship and is basing how she feels on that. And you know how that goes. You know, it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. If you hold on to your emotions from the past and then you know, that's all you think about and they run in that subconscious, it actually creates that in your future. And I think she's realizing what she wants and she is coming into her own. And that this is very possible that this is going to happen. So I agree totally with you, Fiona. I know, caller, that you're wanting to, you know, have that firm foundation in your future. I know that you're wanting to find that, settle down and feel comfortable. But you have to go through the process of releasing the past experience so that you're not carrying that in subconscious and it is not creating. So I agree totally with Fiona, you know. And that's what I was getting. And I hope that helps you to understand a little more.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome, okay. Awesome. And good luck to you, honey.
Unless
Vivian has.
Yeah. It's interesting because you're both listening to both talking, and I did pull a card for you, and it said, release your ex. So
yep,
talk about
let
past
it go.
What you're both saying. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I'm going to tell you quickly, and I think there's a lot of people out there have to know, when you've had a past relationship, you literally have to cut the cords, and you have to cut the cords to each energy center, and especially the pelvis area. You've got to cut that cord there because there always will be a draw. And it's not necessarily, even though you felt emotionally you moved on, there's always an energetic draw, which is energy you can use for better things, right? So literally you get scissors out, and you just say, okay, I'm cutting that cord to that person, and then you release it. And when you release it with love. So that it can go on its own, because we're all affected by everybody out there. So if we release something with love, that love will bounce back to us as well. Versus, you know, frustration, anger, you just release it and let it go. The big thing in that song, Let It Go, we're going to have to play that song. We're going to have to find it, Let It Go. So that's a big thing today. So again, thank you for calling in. And just cut, everybody needs to cut those cords. Everybody needs. So that way you can see things fresh, as like Fiona and Rose were saying. Then you can start anew.
Yeah.
Then you can manifest what you want in your life, who you want in your life, and actually when you want in your life, when you want them in your life. Because sometimes it's good just to be alone, just to be able to fall in love with yourself.
Exactly.
And again. Thank you so much for calling in. Hope that let us know how you make out. We always love hearing about all you listeners out there, how things make come out for you in the end. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Take care. Okay, so the next caller is area code 678. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kathy. How are you guys?
Hi,
good.
Kathy.
Where are you from, Kathy?
Where are you from?
Georgia.
Awesome.
What can we do for you today?
I am looking for employment, and I've trying to see what you see around that, anything up on the horizon.
Okay, Rose, we'll go to you first, please.
Okay, so I feel like you haven't really decided what you wanted, so you're kind of back and forth with a few things that are going on. You know, I want to say that you're very connected. Why do I feel like you're very connected to children? And I want to say also counseling. Does this make sense to you?
About neither of those.
Okay. Because I feel like the children really love you and that there's a connection there with children. So I want you to kind of think about that, but I think you're kind of conflicted as far as what you want to do, right? I don't think you really want to know, or you really know what you want to do. You haven't decided. Right, so that really does cause a conflict because you can't move forward unless you decide what you want. Does this make sense to you?
You mean what I want as to a particular job or field? I'm in accounting and finance, and I like what I do. I just need to get employed again. So, and I've been doing it. Over a decade, so I do like accounting and finance.
Okay, so you do like accounting and finance, and does accounting and finance have like a counseling kind of feel to it? But I really, I'm be honest with you, I'm going to be totally honest with you. I feel like there's more to you than accounting, okay? I feel like you need to come out of your heart with something, and I feel like, you know, it has to connect to your heart.
Okay.
All right. So what is it that you do besides accounting that you really like doing that you lose track of time when you do it?
You mean as far as working?
Well, it could be something that you love doing that you could turn into a job.
Nothing really.
Okay. I'm going to leave you with that. I'm going to let you think about that because we all have something like that inside of us. And I do feel, I'm not saying that you couldn't do accounting. I feel like that is a part of counseling. So you're helping people every day with that, with their money issues, and that's energy, and that's a great thing, right? But I also feel like there's more to you than that, okay? And I'm just telling you that. That's what I get. Let's see what Fiona and Vivian are getting. Fiona, what are you getting?
Well, what I'm picking up, Casey, is that can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Sorry, because I'm worried about it. Anyways, what I'm picking up, it's almost like I feel like something else has happened and you've almost lost, there's been an accumulation of some events that have happened to you that is really, I'm affected with you. I feel it in your tone of voice. And it's really working through these situations. Again, it's how you look, and it's learning to manifest that's happening in your life. And so, you know, once you become that, you know, spiritually conscious, then you can start to learn how to manifest and how to get things. So each day, what are you saying? I'm open to receiving the perfect offer for work. You don't have to know how it's going to come or, you know, how it's going to land. Sometimes that's the beauty. When stuff starts to happen, it just starts to happen. I'm just feeling like that's kind of what's going on. And it's setting yourself up for success, setting yourself up. When you talk about getting this job, there's something that's going on with that. So again, and then it's really examining your own personal self to find out what is it? Why did you leave or lose the job or the position that you were in? A lot of it's about just restructuring of companies. You need to go in when you go to look for a job. You need to sell yourself. Like, I'm good. Like, I heard you get excited with Rose saying, I like what I do and I'm good at what I do. So guess what? Go in, and if you're, you know, applying for jobs, that's when you sell yourself. You'd be really, really good to sell yourself. And to let them know that you are. And things will start to open. The things will just start to open for you. Like, I know for myself, I've had to shut down this last little while and not do readings. And then I forgot. I ended up saying, oh, I'm ready to be open to readings. And boom, voila. All of a sudden, I'm getting all these through my website. And I'm going, what happened? What all of a sudden happened? Oh, I opened the door again for this to be coming in and happening. So again, it's really how you look at the job, how you go in and sell yourself. And it all, these people are looking at you. So what energetically you come across to them is so important. So again, it's about you doing. I think you will get a job, but again, it's all about, and that's really what, I mean, we've had these three eclipses July and August all together. It's about a shifting the way we handle things and did things and looking at things from a new way, because the old ways are not going to work. You're going to struggle. You're going to be stuck in that third dimensional energy and not raising up to the new energy that's being offered. So those that can know how to operate and get into it about the manifesting, So that's just what I'm picking up.
Well, can I ask...
You betcha.
My life position that I really thought I was going to get, I did sell myself. Literally walking into the interview, the hiring manager was just raving about me before I even got to interviewing with the panel of people. Just raving,
right.
Walking me up to the conference room. Once the interview was over, just literally raving about my experience and how I could fit in and go a lot of different places within the company, and I didn't get the job. And that's usually kind of what happens every single time, almost, that I think I'm getting the job. They're talking me up. I'm a wonderful person ever, and somehow or another, I don't get an offer.
Okay, so it's even, so what I'd like you to do when these interviews come up, which I think is really important for you, you have to understand, go into that heart and project out that I am really good. So it's how you come across. And unfortunately, people pick up that. And so I see it in your voice. I hear it in your voice. It's really actually for you, because I do believe that you love doing accounting and your bookkeeping and whatnot. I know that's really part in, and I I believe just from you talking that you are. So again, it's for you to talk in front of the panel. So when you come in, that's something that, you know, maybe you need to check before you go before some of these big panels, is the person that, am I going to be allowed to talk and show people who I am and allow them to ask me questions? so that you can sell yourself.
Okay,
and I'm going to tell you right now also, those jobs that probably that you didn't get, I'm feeling it very, you've probably saved yourself. It's blessings. Because some of those positions can be absolutely ruthless if what they're asking you to do and what they're trying to get you to do. So don't look at those jobs that you didn't get. Don't look at it as a negative. Just look at it as it showed you something. So I want you to even be more aware of what they're actually probably looking for. Because maybe the reason why you didn't get the job because they couldn't manipulate you to do what they wanted you to do. Have you thought of it that way?
I mean, that's possible, but it's basically, that's possible. It could happen. So I can't say yes or no to that. But it's just disconcerting that literally I'm just like, okay, I'm getting an offer, walk out, all giddy, all happy. Okay, great. And then I don't get it. And it's just like, what happened? You know what I mean? And I'll never know because they don't give me back. So it's just one of those
right.
things where it's just, I don't know what to do different because I sell myself. I explain. I walk them through the process, et cetera, and I have no clue.
Well, there's something that's got to be missing there, whether or not even too. Just really... really be conscious of yourself and the things that you do. Just start to really look at yourself, and you'll usually find the answer. It's or even have friends that might have an interview process where you are going through the interview and with how you present yourself and things that you do. So there could be something that you're doing. It could be just a little thing or whatever, but also, and that's the hard part right now, is we have to accept. It is hard for employees right now, and they're choosing the top dog. And so it's really walking in with the attitude of being the top dog of maybe you feel you're giving that, but maybe you aren't. I keep getting flipped back to about manipulating. And that's what I'm getting is, I don't know why I'm getting it. I just am getting it. It's just, I'm getting there could be manipulation there because I don't know.
Manipulation on my part or their part?
No, on their part. Like I think sometimes too, depending what exactly, you know, type of person are they, you know, what are they asking you to do? It's just, I do books, so I understand what you're talking about. I probably don't do them to the level what you do, but I just keep getting flipped back to, sometimes some of these positions they want somebody that they can control and manipulate to do what they want to do. And if you're coming through the way you are with intensity, then I think then that you don't want to work there anyways. I keep going back. I keep hearing, you know, the manipulation and they can't manipulate you. And I think they know that.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if anybody else is getting anything.
Well, I think you gave a lot of food for thought. And Kathy, only thing I would add is you are totally such a beautiful light and you emanate beauty, compassion, and strength. Just remember that light within you, okay? And let us know how you make out. Okay.
Thank you
so much for listening in and keep listening. Thank you. Okay, let's go to the upcoming shows. You guys know what's on this week. On Thursday, September 6th, is the Soul Sisters show, and that's with your hosts, Sue Shoemaker and Anna Nola, and they're discussing the soul's energy centers and the body chakras. So for all these shows, for the times and everything, you can go to www.psychictalk.net, and you'll find in your own time zone and everything and exactly what is being talked about. So on Friday, September 7th, on the Goddess Guidance Show, that's with your host, Shakti Devi and Nikki Aleo, and they're looking at a look at the Wheel of the Year. So that will be very interesting as well. And on Saturday, you got Psychic Talk Saturday with Dax Carla and Mary Brown, and that's open lines again. So on Sunday, September 9th, is the premiere episode of Spiritual Landscape Show. And that's the two new hosts are coming on, Frankie Arbois and Lottie Whalen, and they're the hosts for this new show, and they'll be discussing past lives. And on Monday, September 10th, it's the premiere episode of Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show. And Dax Carla will be introducing the new host, Catherine Han. So there's so much, and there's actually a lot more shows as well. If you go again to psychictalk.net, you'll find, and you can say, listen, look at upcoming episodes. You can also look at the past archives of shows, because there's Caressing the Soul show, and that's also an animal communicator, Mystical Musings, and also Angelic Rums Radio. And then next Tuesday, September 11th, you're back with us, the Power of Three, Hope, Wisdom, and Healing. And being that the show is exactly on the date of September 11th, we're going to be bringing you some insights on 9/11. So Fiona's going to talk about the vibrations of the numbers at that day in 2011, and Rose will share how she experienced that day as well. So remember, all the upcoming and past shows are on www.psychictalk.net, and we hope to see you soon. Okay, go ahead. One more. Okay, so we'll go to the next caller. And I talk fast, so it's always good to have that website handy. Because I talk fast, I want to get to the callers. So it's area code 708. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, hi, how are you?
Hello. Good. What's your name and where are you calling from, please?
This is Delphine, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Delphine, I'm beautiful. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a legal matter coming up in September 24th, and it's regarding my daughter. And I was wondering, how do you see that outcome? Do you see it going in my favor or the other parent's favor?
Rose, what about you?
You said a custody legal matter? Is that what you're saying?
Well, we share joint parenting. And it's about the school. He doesn't want her going to the school. But I think what he's trying to do is get out of paying child support, because he wants her to go to the school where he's at, where he lives. So
I see. And so your question is, you want to know, what is your question again?
What is the outcome of the case?
What is the outcome? Okay, see. Okay, so what I'm getting is basically there's been issues over this before, okay, really honestly. And I feel like right now things are kind of steady. But I do feel like it is going to feel like, yeah, I'll be honest with you. I do feel like it is a money thing. It is a, I'm just saying it. It is. I feel like that. I feel like it's
right.
All about, you know, he's got some things going on in his life right now that he's not very secure in, and that is his recourse. So just a heads up on that. I definitely feel like that's what's happening.
Right, but do you see the judge ruling in my favor or his favor? I mean, because he has a child on the way that's coming. So that's the reason why, and he's been
on
child support.
That's why he's feeling insecure about it, right. Okay, so do I see, there's, you know, that you guys get along pretty good right now as far as working things out, right, in the present, is that correct?
But we're in
the
okay.
Past,
we're cordial.
Right.
We're
okay,
cordial
good,
now.
Good.
Good.
I think you got a pretty good grip about how things are going. But I do think, again, it's a security thing, and I think they're going to take that into consideration, who that child is best to be with, and who, you know, I don't think they're going to allow him to withdraw finances from you. I really honestly don't. All right. I do feel like it's going to be judged in your favor.
Okay. Yeah, he's violated a lot of things on that joint parent agreement. But the way he's trying to make it seem as if the school that she is not challenging her enough, so he wants to take her into, because I'm the custodial parent and he's the non-custodial parent, so he wants to
right.
move her where he is so he doesn't have to pay child support, which he does. I mean, he's been in arrears and
right.
he owes a lot. So, I mean, and I
and
think
it's
that's
about,
his way.
Really, honestly, it's about the security of the child, right? And
right.
how secure that child's going to be in that environment. And because of the things that he's done in the past, then it's going to be, you know, he's going to rule in your favor. It's going to get ruled in your favor. I just really honestly feel like, okay, because more secure. Yes.
Okay.
Just stay positive about it, right? And just it'll all work out. I'm telling you. Call back and let us know how that works out. All right. And I hope that helped. And ladies, do you have anything you want to add to that? Or Fiona?
Well, you know, Kathy, the biggest thing is to really visualize what you want. And you know how sending your prayers there, but when we pray, we also have to let it go. Again, we're saying that song, Let It Go. We're going to have to play that song. But that way, it's in a lot of today. Today's a good day because it's a day of manifestation as well and showing your power. And clear that throat of yours, clear that heart of yours. Everything that's been said on this whole today is also in referring to you. And like I say, you can listen back to this replay. Just go to that psychictalk.net and plus listen to past shows. And I would really would, and I would actually do that exercise of clearing the throat and clearing the heart. And that way things can work out, okay? Fiona,
okay.
Do you have anything to say?
Oh, I'm just going to let you know, Duffy, that I just, as soon as you asked the question, I immediately got yes. So I'm usually very, how I work is when people ask me questions and then it just flows. So I did get a yes. And so I look forward to you receiving that outcome.
Okay. Okay.
Let us know. Let us know.
But
let us know how you make
you
out.
Stay positive. Yep. You stay positive with it and don't let the fear creep in to get you. Don't let the fear come in. So stay positive. I will have the child for this will not be going to school elsewhere. So just be positive, say some affirmations, and just stay positive with it. And once you let the fear creep in, that's when you start to lose the stability that you're creating and putting out there. All right?
All right. Thank you so much, ladies.
We're sending goodbye to you. Well, thank you for calling and keep listening. And let us know how you get on. All right.
Okay.
Have a great day.
You too.
I want to thank everybody for calling in, and I want to thank everybody in the chat room for your questions. I wish we could get to all of them today, but we've run out of time. So know that we'll be on back on next week, and also that we also have shows 7 days a week, so you can call in any of those shows, you know, psychicnetwork.net, and join in and ask your question there and get a reading. So I want to thank you all. I want to thank my beautiful co-hosts and say that this has been a great show, and we're so glad to be back. And it's always a party with spirit, right, ladies?
For sure.
Absolutely.
They sound enthused. Absolutely.
Well,
so what were you doing?
Well, they're playing with me at some level.
That's
we didn't
for
catch
sure.
that, Fiona.
That's for sure.
Oh, I said they're playing with me at some level, so I'll figure out what this is all really about. So, and I guess part of it is not giving up. Where there's a will, there's a way.
This is true.
Definitely.
I'm not
this
coming
true.
On the regular way. So, anyway.
And remember to smile. Your smile can change the world.
Yeah, join us next week. Thank you, ladies. Love you.